I'm sorry I didn't hear your voice. I didn't recognize it.
It's Hannah.
I wasn't sure of the way you spoke. Are you all right?
Well, I just woke up all day. When I came in, I drank a little bit and went to sleep.
So the doctor said everything is fine, and they let you go home.
Oh, yes.
Good.
I got a good report. So
that's always what's nice.
Yes, it is. Always very thankful.
I do understand. Should I check to see if there's
a new prep that wouldn't taste so bad? You would think that they could come up with a better taste one.
All you have to do is add red water to it, and it's fine.
Well, they won't let you. They won't let you do anything.
I know.
I'd take a sip and then a sip of 7-Up. Actually, I drank it in 25 minutes, which I thought was really good, and then drank the water. So.
Randolph.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
Okay.
Anabakoa, Yadula Chimincha, Tati, Terra, Alapa Gimel Yutak Sadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagbenu taharenu nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Nagibor dorshei chutcha kivavat Shamreim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharen Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamleim Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Petkuf Bet, Donayan. Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Yud Gimalamit, Pesayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsi Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseah On Wafesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakeh. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Parashat Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yechud. L'shem Yechud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Erhimu Hilu Hilu Erhimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah V'ayinu Om Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei U. Pasuk 29 Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Rihu Koma Diave La Witata Olaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Pelelach Bimila Bialma Divae Barnash Badach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Peya Kalana Tehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Spirit Bialma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser, or to become wise. We've been studying one verse each month of the 13 verses that start with a hey and end with a tet. This is the 10th verse. It's from the book of Job, and it's verse number 20 in chapter 10. Halo me'at yamei v'chadal v'shiat mimeni v'avliga me'at. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. You ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. Hood. You ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. Netsa. Ye ahini wee yo hee. Ye ahini wee yo hee. Ye ahini wee yo hee. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gibura. Ye ah. Ni wo yo. Ye ah. Ni wo yo. Ye ah. Ni wo yo. Chesed. Ye aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni wo yo he. Bina. Ye aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni wo yo he. Hakba. Ye aheni wo yo ha. Ye aheni wo yo ha. Ye aheni wo yo ha. Keter. Ye aheni wo yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We'll now connect with the SRD Broat. Vayidaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Pesel, we call to Mona. Asher Bashamayim, Mima al Washer Baret, Mita Hat. Washer Bamayim, Mita Hat. Laret, Lotish Tahave. Lachem, we lota of den. Ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana pokeirawon Avot al panim al shileshim V'al ribeim l'shonai v'yoseh chesed La lafim la alchavai Ushomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom haShabbat. Lekacho sheshet yamim, tavod be'asita, kol melachtecha. V'yom hashvi'i shabbat la'ashem, Elohecha lo ta'ase, kol melacha ata uvimcha. Ubitecha. Avdecha V'amarcha Uchemtecha V'gercha Asher B'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et hashamayim ואת הארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם, וינח ביום השביעי. על כן ברך השם את יום השבת, וקדשהו, כבד את אביך. את אמך למען יערקון ימך על האדמה אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך לא תרצה לא תינה לא תגנוב לא תענה ברעך עד שקר לא תחמוד בית רעך, לא תחמוד אשת רעך, ויעבדו ויעמתו, ושורו וחמורו, וכל אשר לרעך. We will say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines. At this point, please close, cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheichem, Eloheichem. Adonai Echad. And now we will say the bridge Kaddish that we will utilize as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight, which is the writings of the Ari. Itkadavit kadashime rabbah, and we all say amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malchute bechayechon viomechon vchayedikol bet Yisrael baagalal vizman kariv. It barak vishtabak vipa'ar vipromam vipnase vitadar vitale vitalau shemedekucha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is of writings of the Ari for the Parasha of Shlach Lecha. You will find it in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. It opens up to a landing page of the writings of the Ari. And if you scroll down to Parasha Shlach Lecha, you'll find three links underneath it. Our class tonight is the third link, titled Caleb, the Cave, and the curse of Canaan. When you open that link up, it will open up to the right location, and we can start after our L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kutshkab Rechu, Ishkin Tei, Bitzilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. L'Yakta, L'Shem, Yudhei, Bavate, B'Yichuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Elohinu Alena Masei Adena Kurene Alena Masei Adena Kurenehu. Kabbalah teaches that Caleb's soul root was to rectify God's manifestation in this world. Of the 12 spies sent to spy out the land, as described in the beginning of the parasha of Shlech Lecha, only Caleb and Joshua remained faithful to Hashem's mission. The rest fell prey to their fear of the land and its inhabitants. Regarding the mystical significance of Caleb, the son of Yefunah, I first found it written that the numerical value of Caleb, the son of King David, is 53. The same as the numerical value of one of the spellings out of the name of Havaya, plus the Kolel. Caleb is spelled Kaf Lamed Aleph Bet, and that totals 53. The name Hashem, Havaya, as we have seen previously, is spelled out in four basic ways, such that it yields the numerical values of 72, 63, 45, and 52. The above equals the name referred to as Bun, 52, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Vav, Hey Hey, which has a gematria total of 52. I then found it written that this is also the mystical significance of Caleb, the son of Yefunah. It could well be that they are both incarnations of the same soul. The numerical value of Caleb is exactly 52. Kaf Lamed Bet totals 52. Know that the soul of Caleb originated in that of Eliezer, the servant of Abraham. For Eliezer left a curse of cursed be Canaan when Laban said to him, "Come, O blessed of Hashem." Had this not been decreed in heaven, it would not have been recorded in the Torah. At this point, Eliezer became blessed. Eliezer was a descendant of Canaan, the fourth son of Noah's son Ham. Noah cursed Canaan after Ham castrated Noah. In the same episode, Noah blessed his son Shem. Blessed be God, the God of Shem. Eliezer's transference from cursed to blessed allowed him to reincarnate as Caleb. Abraham sent Eliezer to his nephew Betuel to find a match for his son Isaac. We are told that Eliezer, in fact, wanted his daughter to marry Isaac, but Abraham told him, "You are cursed because you are a descendant of Canaan, and I am blessed because I am a descendant of Shem. He who is cursed cannot cling to he who is blessed." Betuel's son was Laban, Rebekah's brother. Although Laban was wicked and therefore his words could not affect reality the way a righteous person's can, the Arizal says that the fact that the Torah takes the trouble to record Laban's greeting means that in this case, the reverse was true. Because on the spiritual level, Eliezer had already gone from being cursed to being blessed. Lavan was able to intuit this and unknowingly articulated it, thereby causing it to become take effect on the physical plane as well. Eliezer's transference from cursed to blessed allowed him to be reincarnated as Caleb. Therefore, because of this ascent that he accomplished in Eliezer, when he said, "Come, O blessed of God," Lavan was reincarnated as Naval, the Carmelite. This is indicated by the fact that the letters that spell their names are the same. Lavan is spelled Lamed Bet Nun, and Naval is spelled Nun Bet Lamed. Naval the Carmelite was Abigail's first husband before she married King David. Her son from King David was Caleb, mentioned above. Therefore, our sages stated on the verse, "For the choir master upon the death of Lavan," that Lavan in this verse is actually Naval. This is also alluded to by the fact that Caleb is called the son of Yefunah, the son of Lavan, the one who said, "I have emptied," in Hebrew, the word paniti, the house. When Lavan invited Eliezer into his home, he said, "Come, O blessed of God, why do you stand outside? I have emptied the house, and there is place for the camels." Rashi on this verse says that the words, "I have emptied the house," means, "I have removed all the idols, so you can now enter it." The root of the word for "I have emptied," paniti, is paneh, which is also the root of the name Yefunah. By calling Caleb the son of Yefunah, the Torah thus alludes mystically to the fact that Caleb was a reincarnation, a son of one who emptied his house, Lavan. The sages further stated that the name Yefunah alludes to the fact that Caleb turned away from the scheme of the spies. The root paneh also means to turn away. Through Lavan's blessing, Eliezer was reincarnated into Caleb. Through Lavan's blessing, Eliezer was reincarnated into Caleb and is therefore considered Lavan's son. I am adding, consider the spiritual law of cause and effect. The mystical significance of Caleb is that the numerical value of his name is the same as that of the name Havaya, when spelled out to equal 52 as stated above. The mystical significance of this name is that it is the spirit that enters the female in order to enable it to arouse the male with feminine waters. As we explained in reference to the Zohar statement that there is no arousal of feminine waters until a spirit from the male enters her. As we have seen previously, the four spellings out of the name Havaya correspond to the four partsufim, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukva. Thus, the name Havaya, whose numerical value is 52, corresponds to the feminine principle called Nukva. Feminine waters is the Zoharic term for arousal from below, the recipient's arousal of the giver to give. This is the mystical correlate to the first marital intercourse between a couple. For our sages have noted that a woman cannot become pregnant from her first marital union. I am adding, a question. Is the paragraph above and below revealing truth? If not, how do we relate Hashem's name of truth, the Sefirah Yesod, to the Talmud? To become pregnant here is mystically understood to mean to be able to produce a spiritual arousal of the male. In the first virginal intercourse, the male seed does not impregnate the female, and she cannot produce. This name alludes to the Malchut, as she is postured back to back with Zeruntin. For then she separates his and her arms and legs from each other. Therefore, this name takes the form of four opposite four. Four letters on the masculine side and four on the feminine side to indicate his and her arms and legs. Presumably in this depiction, the Vav Dalet of the spelling out of the Yud is considered one letter. We thus have in the masculine Yud Hey Vav Hey, and in the feminine Vav Dalet Hey Vav Hey. Based on the mystical meaning of this name, Benjamin was called the son of the right. Of him it is written, when Rachel's soul departed in childbirth, for she died, she named him Benoni, literally the son of my affliction. But Jacob, his father, called him Benjamin. Benjamin was the last son born to Jacob, and the only one born in the land of Israel, which lies south of Paddan Aram, which is modern-day Syria, where all his other sons were born. Therefore, in order to change his son's name to one that had positive connotations, yet still preserved some alliteration to the name Rachel gave him, he called him the son of the right. In Hebrew, Benjamin. For in the Torah's orientation that of a person standing in the Holy of Holies and looking outward toward the world, the south is on the left. Rachel personified the Nukva, the feminine archetype. Now, the numerical value of the word for son, which is Ben, Bet Nun, is 52. Ben is spelled Bet Nun. 2 + 50 = 52. Thus, the names given by Rachel and Jacob to Benjamin in this verse can be understood to mean the spelling out of the name Havaya that equals 52 is my affliction, and the spelling out of the name Havaya that equals 52 is on the right, respectively. For this name arouses feminine waters, as we have said, and is therefore called her soul. As we have seen previously, Rachel personified the Nukva, the feminine archetype. The phrase, when her soul departed, can thus mean when the 52 name departs the female. And I am adding, to clarify, the 52 name is connected to Malchut, also called daughter, and also called female. Since, however, this name indicates the posture of back-to-back, it is easy for the powers of evil to gain a foothold through it. When Zeruntin and Nukva are back-to-back, their attention and energies are not focused on each other. It is thus a prime opportunity for the powers of evil to try to divert some of their energies to themselves. This lack of communication was the proverbial recipe for disaster. Interestingly, we are taught that Rachel had hidden her father Laban's idols in her saddle in the vain hope that this would force him to give up idolatry. She had not told Jacob about this plan, however, and therefore when Laban accused him of stealing his idols, Jacob said, "The one with whom you find your idols will die." And from that curse, Rachel died later in childbirth. Rachel's failure to include her husband in her scheme recalls Adam's failure to communicate with Eve and indicates a lack of communication, a back-to-back stature between them. This lack of communication was the proverbial recipe for disaster, the opportunity for the forces of evil to cause tragic damage. I am adding, as a student of Kabbalah, when you hear the term back-to-back, did you substitute the image of a lack of communication as its meaning? His mother therefore called him the son of my affliction. This week's because this name indicates the back-to-back posture. But his father called him Benjamin in order to connect him to the right side, reflecting the fact that the numerical value of the word for please in Hebrew is Ana. Aleph Nun Aleph is also 52. Jacob was thus associating Benjamin with a positive aspect of the value 52 instead of the less favorable association of 52 with the spelling out of the name that is prone to invasion by evil. The word for please used here is the word used in prayers for God's mercy and kindness, thus focusing on the right side of the Sephirotic tree, the side of Chesed. Ana is spelled Aleph Nun Aleph, total 52. This supplication is the self-sacrifice we espouse in Takanun. Takanun, which translates as supplications, is the part of the liturgy that follows the standing prayer on the weekday morning and afternoon prayers, consisting of various appeals for God's mercy on us as individuals and as a nation. In the verses and prayers that compose this liturgy, we make repeated mention of the fact that we have throughout history many times given up our lives for God, and in this merit we ask Hashem to show us mercy today. I am adding, Takanun is said in the afternoon after the Amidah, on days that are not positive days. Kabbalists, when making connection to the Tzaddikim, who left that particular day, deem it a positive day and do not say Takanun. This is why we have a list of Tzaddikim on the Hashem website. Thus, the combined numerical value of the initials of the highlighted words in the phrase, "Unto you, O God, I lift up my soul, my God," is 52. The highlighted words are Nafshi Esa Elohai, the initials of which are Nun Aleph Aleph, totaling 52. In this connection, we will now explain the mystical significance of Takanun, in which the supplicant falls to the world of Asiya from the world of Atzilut, where he was during the standing prayer. Let us first note with regard to the following three spellings out of the name Havaya. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud, indicates the supernal partsuf of Ima, which rests in the throne, the world of Briah. The numerical value of this spelling out is 63. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, indicates their unpin, which rests in the world of Yetzirah. The numerical value of this spelling out is 45. And Yud Vav Dalet Hey Hey, Vav Vav Hey Hey, indicates Malchut, which rests in the world of Asiyah. The numerical value of this spelling out is 52. Now, when the psalmist says, "Unto you, Hashem, I lift up my soul," he connects Asiyah with Yetzirah, and Yetzirah with Bria, via these three names. My soul, we said, was the soul of the Nukva, the 52 name. This is lifted up through prayer to the 45 name, and also to the 63 name, which are associated with Yetzirah and Bria, respectively. Then the soul enters Malchut of Atzilut, the 52 name within Atzilut. Through Takanun, the soul reascends into the world of Atzilut, from which it fell. Just as the four spellings out correspond to the four worlds, they also correspond to the four levels of each world. The 52 name thus corresponds to the world of Asiyah in general, and also to the subworld of Asiyah within the general world of Atzilut, with Malchut of Atzilut. Thus, through Takanun, the soul reascends into the world of Atzilut, from which it fell after finishing the standing prayer. It then becomes feminine waters. Once it assumes the identity of the feminine archetype of Atzilut, it can arouse the male archetype, Zerunpin, to channel divine beneficence to it. The soul falls after the standing prayer because the intense awareness of God it achieves therein, the consciousness of the world of Atzilut, makes it keenly aware of its shortcomings in the real world, its day-to-day affairs in life. This awareness is brought into full relief only when compared with the ideal divine consciousness achieved in the standing prayer. Now, by understanding the mystical meaning of Benjamin that I have explained, we can understand why Rachel was not buried in the cave of Machpelah. Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, and Jacob and Leah were all buried in the Machpelah cave in Hebron. Rachel, in contrast, was buried to the north at the outskirts of Bethlehem. To explain the whole mystical meaning of burial, is that an entity disappears into another entity lower than it. When Jacob was buried, he disappeared into Yetzirah. When Rachel was buried, she disappeared into Asiyah. When Leah was buried, she disappeared into Briah. All three began in Atzilut, but they each fell to differing degrees. Inasmuch as Jacob personified Zerunpin, the Midot of Atzilut, he fell into the world of the Midot, Yetzirah. Leah personified Ima, the intellect, so she fell into the world of intellect, Briah. Rachel personified the Nukva, expression, so she fell into the world of expression, which is Asiyah. I am adding, to understand the above commentary paragraph requires hours of discussion and contemplation. Now, had not Jacob's descent been preceded by Benjamin's birth and Rachel's untimely death, in which her soul departed after she died, it would have been possible for Asiya to disappear back into Yetzirah, and Yetzirah back into Briah. All of their souls would have been able to converse with each other. The circumstances surrounding Rachel's death meant that she had lost her connection to Jacob. Had she merely fallen to Asiyah, but still retained her connection to Jacob, she would have been able to use that connection to ascend back to Yetzirah, where he fell to. And then with his back up to Briah, where Leah was. But Rachel's spirit had already departed, and the spirit he had given her did not remain, so that he might communicate with her. In a sense, she had reverted to her virginal state, her connection to her husband not being able to produce any arousal in him, as we have described above. Therefore, she was buried on the road, and Jacob disappeared when he died back into Briah with Leah, and the two of them conversed together in the cave. Questions, comments, thoughts? Tomorrow, being Tuesday, we will have two classes. One at 4:30 will be a deep Zohar class on the Parasha of Lech Lecha, section 28. And at 7 o'clock, we will study the Zohar section that we missed Motzei Shabbat, which is my responsibility. And I accept that responsibility. So unless there's any questions, I would go ahead.
I have a question. Does the Ari go into as much detail with 52 as for 63 and the others like he does with this one? I know he mentions them all in this one, but I wondered, do you know if he goes into as much detail with the others, the other numbers, the other worlds, I could say, almost?
Well, it is the other worlds. But yes, he does, but not necessarily with respect to the reincarnation. He brings the details in another way.
Okay.
He needed to use it for this purpose because of the connection to Caleb.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the earlier Lech Lecha class tonight, we touched on the scientific issues and how to reconcile them, which we are again discussing in the Ari's writings. So it just,
okay.
we continue to see the relationships of all these aspects, the energy of the week, we always see that connection.
Okay, well, I'll try to listen to the recording because I couldn't, there was no way I could wake up.
Understood.
When the emphasis was on Caleb, would that also apply to anyone whose name is Caleb?
I'm not sure what you mean, apply to everyone whose name is
Caleb. Say if your name was Caleb, would you be able to identify part of your tikkun with what was said about Caleb? Since it,
yes.
You know, he was reincarnated. Okay. Okay. So that would go for the other names as well, then. The names that relate to 63, relate to 45,
Yes, which is why we're studying the writings of the Ari, to make these connections. But it's a process, you know, you don't understand these things usually when the first time you read them.
Okay, thank you.
We realize when we finish the Amidah that we fall spiritually, but we didn't realize that where we fall has something to do with our name, it has something to do with the consciousness, and how far we fall. Because not everybody returns from saying the Amidah to the world of Malchut. They can return to the world of Zeranpin or the world of Bria.
I have a question.
And that can also change from day to day. Go ahead with your question, Martha.
It says that, or I heard it being said, that Rachel cries out. She comes out, she cries out to the children. Is that a reason she cries out because she's separated from her husband? And she cries out that separation?
I don't think that's why she cried out. She cried out in the pain of childbirth. She cried out because she was dying and leaving a baby unattended, although she would know that her sister would get over it to become the mother.
But I mean, after her burial and her spirit, her soul,
As her soul left, the last word she uttered, according to what the Torah says, is the child is the son of my affliction, Benoni.
Okay.
And Jacob couldn't allow that name to stand, so he modified it. So shalom gadol to all of you. Hope you have a good week. We'll see you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.